Cleveland City Marathon is on Monday. We're looking forward to 26. It is Monday. It's not Sunday. It's Monday. It is Monday. Good. 26 miles, Jenny. Have you ever done a marathon?
I did the mini marathon. I know that Pod here to my left is going to be laughing at me. But that I did the mini marathon, having never ran in my life, and that was only the other year. Now I didn't run at all. It was only 10k.
That's decent. It's better than sitting on the couch.
I wasn't carrying anything. Not even a bottle of water.
Not even your handbag. Well, joining us live in studio, and I really appreciate you coming in. I'm not allowed to call you Pori because you're telling me that's what your mom calls you if you're in trouble.
Exactly.
Pori Thompson. So it's going to be, you go as Podge though. That's Podge. That's your name.
Yeah.
Dublin City Fire Brigade, a firefighter.
Yep.
Stationed where?
In Talla.
In Talla. Busy, I guess.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Well, it'd be one of the busier ones, all right.
And you've done marathons before, have you?
Yeah, this will be my sixth.
Sixth marathon?
Sixth total, yeah.
All in Dublin or whereabouts?
No, I've ran in London and New York.
Right, okay.
And the rest of them then have been in Dublin.
Okay, but this is a little bit different now for you on Monday. Please tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. It was an idea we came up with about 2 to 3 weeks ago. As most people probably know, through the fire brigade, the kind of work we get, it's been just a couple of cases we've got that have kind of touched base with an awful lot of us in the work, you know, especially if you have a young family. Mm. We're finding more and more younger adults, teenagers, kids, as we call them, are just in a very dark place. And we were just trying to figure out what can we do, or is there stuff out there for them, and
yeah,
how do we help or support them? You know, as we say, sometimes we're in houses at 3, 4 in the morning, and probably it's the most darkest times of people's lives.
Yeah.
So it was just from there, we said, look, what can we do? And it just by chance then, a friend of mine got injured, so she's going to laugh at this. She pulled a muscle in her arse.
We won't ask her.
Exactly, I don't want to know. So she's had to pull out of the Dublin City Marathon, and it just happened that I happened to be talking to her that day, and she says, sure, why don't you take it? And I went, oh, I haven't been training. And then it was with that, I kind of went, oh.
It's an opportunity.
Yeah, I said, maybe this is kind of, you know, it's a sign I'm meant to be in a roundabout way.
Yeah.
So I came up with the idea then, I'll run the marathon, and what I plan to do is have the weight of a young child on my shoulders. So we're looking at 25 to 40 kilos. We're looking at an average 8 to 12 year old, depending on their weight.
Just to be clear, 26 miles is hard enough on your own. You're going to do it with the weight of a 12 year old, equivalent to a 12 year old child on your shoulders.
I plan to, yes. Now, I'm not going to, like, I'd love to say I will run the 26.2 miles. That's not the plan.
Yeah,
I will run it, or I will walk, I'll crawl, whatever I have to do. But my plan is look, as I said, I've been around the world on different marathons. I find Dublin is just amazing.
Yeah. Mm.
I really do. It's the support that comes out. And even when you're kind of, you know, you're struggling, someone, you come around the corner, there's someone calling you.
Yeah.
I can't give up now. They're not. Yeah. You know, when I seen you and such you were walking. So it's one of those. And I said, no, I'll give that a go. So, you know, I'm planning on the day. The supporters will come out. They're amazing. It'll just be that moment when I start to struggle and I start to go, what the hell was I thinking?
Yeah.
Everyone that was telling me, you know, you're mad.
Yeah.
I keep going because you don't want to let them down. And then even at that, what I'm doing is, I know there's an awful lot of people running their first marathons, and I have this thing, is 10k is a big achievement for someone that's never run before.
Thanks, Pod.
No, it really is. It is. I'm one for slagging, but no, it is. And you always say to people, look, well done. You know, and I know an awful lot of people are doing their first marathons. Dublin's usually an awful lot for first timers. They're running for different charities. You know, I'll hopefully support them along the way as well. But my plan is, if they come across me out there, that maybe they'll just say, look, Podge, would you like me to take that weight off your shoulders for a couple of minutes?
Yeah.
And my whole thing is, thinking behind it is, one, I get relief, so it'll be that weight off my shoulders.
Which I think you're going to need as well, absolutely.
Yeah, no, yeah. Look, I can't, like, thank you yourselves for letting me come in, but it's even the support that people sending me stuff on. Facebook seems to be the big thing at the moment. A friend of mine, Frankie, has just set things up, and it's just blown out, like, I sat down last night, I got home from work and brought the dogs for a quick walk, and then I went for another quick walk with the mannequin so none of the neighbours would see me walking around with this thing.
I was
going
to ask, does the mannequin have a name yet?
No. So okay. If anyone wants to come up with it,
that's a good idea. So
yeah, maybe, we might name the mannequin for you.
The Nicky Bourne Show, you show
absolutely
me a name. And
yeah.
51552 on the text. If you want to go up the name for up north, 80889. What I like about this as well, Podge, you have here, the tagline is to take the weight off your shoulders.
Yeah.
And obviously it ties in with the mental health issues that you're obviously creating awareness for.
Yeah.
And so what you're looking to do, when you brought in the mannequin, but you're also going to be running in full fire equipment. Well, not the equipment, but the uniform.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't like to say credit for that. No, it's not the full gear. I'm wearing pull-ups.
Right.
So it's our trousers, as we call it.
But you won't be able to miss you. You'll be in fire.
Yeah, that was the whole thing,
attire,
as I said before we come on air. It's the visualisation. The whole thing with the size of the mannequin is that we have the impact that it is a young adult. With the fire trousers, I'm lucky in a sense, my profession and everyone else in the emergency personnel, it'll stand out.
Yeah.
And people will see me coming. And hopefully, you know, as I said, you know, if you can donate, fantastic, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
But even at that, I don't look for stuff like that. I feel is my big thing behind it is we probably all know somebody out there, whether it be a young person, older. It's just maybe for this weekend, you know, just touch base with them.
Yeah.
You know, you have all these things, giving coffee and, you know, for the bank holiday weekend. If maybe just that one person in your phone book or someone that you haven't touched base with, maybe.
Sometimes you're just looking for someone to download on, and if you have someone, that's it.
You know, sometimes you're having a bad day, and all it is for someone just to say, is everything all right?
Yeah.
And it's just that relief. Now, I know it's much more extreme.
Of course, yeah, but it's a start, without a doubt.
Yeah. I used to be one of those people. I was like, what do you mean? You're depressed? Or, you know, I didn't understand it.
You're like, you'd be grand.
Get on with it. Get do something. Like, you know, when I feel down or bad, I go for a run and I'd feel great when I come back.
Yeah.
And now it's, as you get to understand the different illnesses, you kind of go, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, there's different ways of approaching stuff and, That's the whole thing behind it. It's just, you know, maybe it is. And I know in this day and age, as I said, social media has an awful lot to play in it. I feel is, I was only talking to one of the lads the other day when, I don't know if you remember when you were in school, when you went home for the weekend, school was forgotten about.
Yeah.
You didn't have maybe that fella you didn't get on with school or on a football pitch. You forgot about him. You might see him on Monday, but that was it. I find now even talking to younger, it's just constant.
Because Facebook, people are going on Facebook, it's still at 11 o'clock at night or Saturday afternoon. And you're never away from it.
Even there, we were talking to a couple of cases now, you know, with kids, and they show you some of the stuff and you're just like, seriously, is this this is supposed to be someone in your class? And you're just
it's awful.
I know times are changing and the kids are, they're much more, as we call them, advanced than what we used to be, but I just can't understand it. So it's with that I kind of hope that, you know, maybe if you have a young family or a family that maybe put social media away for the weekend, spend a bit of time together, I don't know, go for a walk, even come in and support all the other guys that are doing the marathon. It's fantastic. It's the music that's out there, the support, the different charities. It's for free.
Yeah. Joe, I think this is a great concept. I think I'm going to have a vision. I do have a vision, should I say, of you running this and having a crowd around you going, give it to me for a minute. I think you probably never get to carry the mannequin at all.
Well,
which is brilliant.
I'm not going to stamp my assertiveness on the day.
Well, look, we're going to find out. We're going to get people to text in. We'll get you a name for your mannequin as well. Also, we'll put up a link to your Facebook page and your mycharity.ie page so people can donate and get involved if they want. We're going to play a Moby song, Lift Me Up, which we thought would be very appropriate. I think we're going to play it for you just after the break, and also people can check it out. You're in the papers today. You're
all
everywhere.
Over the papers. You can't miss you. We want to wish you the best of luck as well, Podge, because it's a great idea. And mycharity.ie, as Jenny said, is the charity. If you want to donate now. Yeah. So this is the song we chose for you. It's called Lift Me Up.
Okay.
Makes sense, doesn't it? Hopefully.
Thanks, Podge.
Cheers, Podge.